Lac Wagon à l'instant dans Bang Bang, édition spéciale Hellfest 2026. Hello, how are you?
Hi, nice good. To meet you.
How are you doing?
So good, because we can have you with ourselves. It's a beautiful
this
thing.
Hot day in Hellfest.
Yeah, it's not the hottest day.
Tomorrow's going to be hotter.
Sunday, it's going to be 45.
Okay. We'll maybe we should come back.
We'll be at Grass Pop.
Oh, yes, we'll be better.
Should be better.
So we used to have all the bands from Hellfest to ask them how they met metal or heavy music or like...
more alternative music.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you had this kind of music in your ear and you said, oh, shit, I want to do it? Or you're exciting?
Well, it was my parents. They listened to like Led Zeppelin and, you know, Deep Purple and Nazareth and Iron Butterfly.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a FM radio mostly, but... I remember I would hear a band that I liked. I think the first one that really caught my attention was Ted Nugent. But yeah. Then the first rock record I think I bought was Led Zeppelin, In Through the Outdoor. And then I bought a Molly Hatchet record just because of the album cover.
You used to say that. Yeah. Everybody just choose like this before, you know, not today.
When we're kids, like, okay, I want this one.
Yeah.
I'm scary.
Sometimes it's a good surprise. Sometimes
it was like the Meatloaf album. I remember seeing that, and I'm like, "Oh, this is gonna be good." And I'm listening to it, like,
that was a disappointment.
God, this album's not that good. But you know, I was like, I don't know, 7 or something. Yeah. So I didn't know about love and heartbreak.
Oh yeah.
What the hell he was singing about?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, but for the same reason, I bought an ELO record and Boston. Because I liked space and aliens and stuff. And those were actually good.
But the Boston delivered. Yeah. Well, like so many guitar solos, you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
You can go in space. So today you're here in Hellfest. And with all your career, you see a lot of festivals. I think so, a lot of places. Since all those times you see the changes about the industry and how festivals doing things. How do you take a look at it today? What do you think about the changes and all those things?
Things are more organized.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really? Things are, you know, like everything's nicer. So that's good.
It was really roots before. I remember when I was 17, it was roots, but I was not in the VIP area. So.
Yeah. But you're also here just to see the bands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
There's all different range of types of festivals. I mean, we've played some trailer park festivals up to, you know, big things like this. So,
so you see everything.
Some of, you know, some festivals don't really qualify as festivals. We call them festivas.
And, do you have any preference? Because sometimes we don't expect something to happen in a little shitty place, and the gig can be great, and sometime in the big festival you're like, oh, it's gonna be amazing and it sucks. do you still have this, or do you have any favorite place to play?
Well, I like the Punk Rock Holiday because it's got that river. So you can go swimming.
Yeah, really.
You know, you can do a bunch of stuff before you play, and a lot of them like this, you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. There's nothing really to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice and warm.
Yeah.
AC's never, you know, anywhere.
So you still have the same way of taking a look at the job you have. Because I said job.
Yeah.
Doing music.
Hey, they don't like it.
No, we're here to play
some. No, we still like
it.
Yeah. Young people, like kids. You know, we're quite old and we did this job since a long time, but we still have the same way of thinking.
Passion,
still
having passion, fun.
Yeah, we're still having fun.
Going out in the pit.
Yeah. Oh.
Hell no.
You know, my we break my.
We need to take care of our hips.
So you still kids?
Yeah. Do I have kids?
No.
Do you still feel like kids when you're on stage?
Yeah, but...
And the way of doing the...
Well, my brain thinks I'm a kid, and then my body reminds me that I'm an old man.
Of course, maybe if you still kids in your mind, it's okay. It means you will always doing this.
That sounds a little weird. I don't see kids in my mind.
Good to know.
Et voilà, c'est forcément.
That's the limit of the when our English is not that good. It's like,
what do you want to say? So, what do you think about new punk bands and new punk situation?
Do you listen to any of it? Oh,
some of them are cool, but a lot of them are. I don't know. I like guitar work, so.
Yeah.
When it's just three chords over and over again, and you know, I think you guys could work on that a little bit.
Add a fourth one.
But that's what people want,
fourth,
you know.
Add a fourth chord, yeah.
Yeah. It's just things go in waves, you know, and it's back to that, I guess, more
garage.
Yeah. Raw, like.
Yeah.
So some of them I like, some of them I don't.
There's a big, I feel like there's a big comeback of the punk scene this last few years. How do you feel it? How do you work with it? Is it nice? Is it, I guess you must have a lot of bands that come back and say how much you influenced them since a long time.
Do you hear that? I mean, we're playing a lot last year, this year, probably next year. I mean, more than we have in previous years, so. It's good for us. I mean, I like guitar music, and when guitar music starts to get unpopular, it always comes back for some reason.
There's a cycle.
Yeah.
And is it a good thing that you have to play so much? Or you wish you could stay at home a little bit more?
I like playing.
Yeah.
I'll play anywhere. Fuck it.
This is punk.
Yeah.
So you choose this music for this kind of thing? Just doing music, doing loud music, just fun.
Well, I like fast music too, so
yeah.
That's kind of how the band evolved.
So you choose this music. Do you remember? You said, "Okay, I want to have a band." And do you remember that time? And say, "This is a good idea."
I don't think anyone ever said it was a good idea.
But they were caught in this,
you know, because like, we used to ask, "Well, do you remember what your parents thinking about this?" And everybody said, "Oh, they're not alone."
Yeah, my mom was like, "You need to stop doing that and focus on getting a good job."
My mom let us practice in my bedrooms.
That's cool.
Cool, nice. This is a chance.
She was a supportive mom. Why not so supportive?
This is a good time.
I felt good, like, later on, you know, we'd been doing it 30 years. You know, I came to Europe a bunch of times, and I was like, "So, you remember, Mom, when you told me to get a real job?"
Check it out. Europe is mine. So, good luck to you two a lot. You maybe work on new things.
We're supposed to be next year working on new recording.
Oh, really? So exciting about this! You already have some things, and used to work on.
Not exactly. We haven't started yet. You've been really busy traveling.
There's talk about it. But no.
It's already good.
Is it, what is it like for you to work on a new album? Is it like having ideas and then you get together and it's like in a few days you put everything down? Or it takes a lot of time?
No, it's usually demoed and then we learn the songs and then change what we want. And then the singer guy comes in the end and puts his lyrics over everything and ruins it all.
Nice.
No, it's tough for us because he just always holds out on the lyrics. And I would like to know what, you know what I mean, the melodies are going to be before the end.
Yeah.
It can help with the guitar work.
So everybody will be happy to have you again. You just talking about this new album, but you don't have the ideas already. This is punk again.
They're in everyone's heads.
This is punk again.
They're in everyone's heads together. With the children.
Oh, no.
Again?
Canceled.
Do you have a really nice memory of your career? The one you have... directly when I asked you a good memory of your career.
a memory of our career.
Like the greatest one.
Yeah,
the key moment.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything in particular.
You like me? You don't remember anything.
Getting left at Dover by the bus.
No.
After telling him I had to use the bathroom. And I was in my pajamas with no money.
Oh shit.
So I had to pretty much shake down a guy for money to call the bus.
Wow.
He was someone who was laughing at me.
That's
a good one.
That's a good one.
Hold this for this.
But the poor bus, when you leave there, there's nowhere to turn around.
Yeah.
So they had to go quite far before they were able to turn around and then come back to get me.
Oh, shit. Nightmare. Was it at the time where the cell phone...
They kind of existed, but everyone...
Not there.
I didn't have one on me. Yeah.
Of course.
Nothing. C'est une anecdote.
A good one.
A good one. So, peut-être les laisser tranquilles, du coup. Thank you for your...
You're welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
We love a lot, so thank you. You're the first one of today. So thank you for everything. We love your music. So
yeah, how
thank you
guys? Are you guys having a good festival so far? Day one.
Day one. We're still here. We just have the sun on our faces.
We're gonna be able to see shows now. We're almost done with the interviews. So
crack some beers.
We don't drink anymore.
We're sober. Oh,
yeah.
But,
yeah. Yeah, because if I drink beers, I take drugs. So I stop everything.
I don't drink anymore either.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't drink any less.
Best
That's
one.
That's a good answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.